One of the most qualitative changes between the old OAU and the new AU, in my view, is now the old OAU became completely irrelevant in solving the problems facing Africa because of a very limited definition, narrow definition of what constitutes state sovereignty. It operated, you know, there was this principle in the charter of the old OAU called the principle of non-interference in the internal affairs of member states. And OAU became powerless in the face of wanting destruction of life and property and other criminal activities against fellow Africans in different African countries, the most tragic being Rwanda genocide, which was treated like an internal affair of Rwanda. Now, under the Constitutive Act of the African Union, sovereignty has become qualified. We're moving away into issues of collective security and collective sovereignty, and there are grounds under which the Union can intervene in the affairs of member states, namely gross violation of human rights, crimes against humanity, genocide, and then also unconstitutional changes in government. You know, we're creating a precedent from a situation where nothing could be done, you know, from indifference now to non-indifference. I think it's a positive step. And we can use this precedent also to compel the organization to be more robust in terms of defending principles of democracy and constitutional changes of government in Africa. Now, this return to constitutionalism cannot be underplayed at all. We're coming from a process where Samuel Doe in 1980 killed a sitting chairman of the OAU and still managed to attend the next summit of the organization. It's a big change in my view, and it can only get better. Also, the international environment, you know, has significantly changed because many of these coups succeeded because some external interest or the other, you know, give them the courage to remain in power even against the wishes of their own people.
And also, one country's problem is not just that country's problem.
If things go wrong in Togo, all neighboring countries are going to receive refugees. That's the experience of the Mano River region. Look at the cyclical crisis, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, all around like that. Ivory Coast, a ripple effect across the whole continent. So any government that forces its own citizens to abandon their homes and go into another country cannot claim to be independent over the affairs of that country. And this is what is now being codified in terms of collective consensus. Look at it, for instance, even the ECOWAS. At their last summit, this man of Gambia, Yahya Jammeh, was supposed to be the chair of the organization by their rotational principles. But enough leaders had the courage to say that this is a man in whose countries journalists are being killed and they're being harassed. We're going to spend the next 1 year explaining to the international community why this man is chair of ECOWAS. And they built a consensus that isolated him, and that's why the president of Niger is the chairman of the ECOWAS. Now, for me, a sense of shame is returning to the leadership of Africa, and that can only lead to better governance and decent treatment of their own people.